suppose before we get too comfortable, let's see the shrine. Can we do this all together?
Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Namah, Om Ah Om.
So the plan is we're going to meditate. I got a little talk, and no doubt there'll be some questions coming out of the talk. Then we'll have some tea. Then we'll meditate, and then we'll have lunch, and then we'll have the afternoon after that. So first of all, the meditation. This day is on the six elements, which is it's a teaching that has quite a lot of different aspects to it, and I'll talk about that after the meditation. So as we settle into our seat, get used to being here, maybe I'm talking to myself a bit. Is using this time just to notice how we're actually feeling, and I want to know if anyone can't hear me properly. It looks like you can't, unless you can't hear me at all. So as you notice the body settling into place, just recollecting a little bit of the aspect of your existence, your very existence in this world, in this life. Remembering that I know we're up quite high, but we're surrounded in every direction by all living beings. So, just spread across the planet. And who knows, maybe above and below us as well. It's suddenly spread across the planet. Billions of, and trillions actually, of other living beings. In many ways, very much like ourselves, wanting this, wanting that, needing this, needing that. Essentially wanting happiness, satisfaction, and fulfillment in this life. And even though we may find quite uncomfortable some of the things other people do, the motive is some kind of fulfillment, some kind of satisfaction in this life. In every case. So as your body settles and you become aware of the breath a little bit, just recollecting that every other moving and living being has this kind of experience of a body had a mind. Body, feelings, sensations, and a whirl of thoughts, impressions, memories. Sense of a past and a future. I just want us to stay aware of that context, the vast context. But we're just going to do the mindfulness of breathing, so nothing complicated, but I just want you to remember what we have been born into. Have a good awareness of your posture. So, awareness in the sitting bones, the bones of your seat, against the earth, against the chair, against the ground. The light lift of the spine, supporting the skull, and let the ears and the jaw just come back slightly, so a little bit more in line, so the ears are a little bit more in line with the shoulders. And a slight lift at the crown. These are all tiny movements. And have your hands placed so that your chest area can be very open and free. Start to take the awareness into the breath, which means simply relaxing and experiencing the touch sensations of the breath, constantly changing, different every moment. And it's these differences of sensation that keep you in the present moment. Never think that you know how it's going to be in the next breath. Really stay with the changing texture of sensation. And in this first stage, we are focusing on the out-breath, and if you like, you can count each out-breath. So this is stage one. let each breath come just exactly how it wants to come. And just experience it. It's the most important thing. It's more important to experience the changes in the touch of the breath than the counting. The experience is more basic. The counting just keeps you in the present. And then in the second stage, a slight change, the emphasis on the in-breath. Receiving receiving the touch of the in-breath. If it's helpful, counting as the breath comes in. The body very still so that you can really receptively experience the touch of the breath. keep coming back to the practice, to the simplicity of the practice. There's really nothing else we need to do. And quite often the whole thing is around just realizing how simple it is. And accepting that and enjoying that. So now, just experiencing the breath in the body without counting, experiencing the breath throughout the whole body, coming and going, with all the tiny textural changes. Body at rest as much as you can, so that you can really be receptive to the movement of the breath. forget to be in the present. And don't forget the purpose of the practice, which is simply to stay with the sensations of the breath. Nothing more, nothing less. So really take yourself into the actual sensations, not just a thought about them, not just an idea of them, but the actual tactile sensations. Doing that in the last stage with a single point of sensation of your choice, usually at the nose or the upper lip, just take your attention there, relax there physically, and experience the sensations just at that single point.